is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, Sadie Allison is our guest. She's a penis expert.
Penis genius, as you put it.
Penis genius. Yeah, sort of rhymes. I gave a little slug line for her ticklish pickle. That was your last book, right?
That is my brand new one.
Your brand new one,
just came
which is
out.
Still your last one.
Yes.
And how many penis-related books have you authored?
Just this one, actually.
Oh, really?
All the books actually are related to penises in some way, but this one is all about pleasing the man.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of penis, what is this thing I'm holding?
That's the Blushing Kitty vibrator.
And it's got, look at this thing on the tip here, Adam. It's got like a counterweight that spins.
That's the actual motor. That that makes the vibration.
How do you turn this thing on? Come on.
We got to put batteries in.
It's got batteries in. Oh, there she goes.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
See, it's the you got to put the bottom on tight because it's waterproof, too.
Oh, really?
So you squeeze the whole cap on real tight, and then the very bottom of the dial at the very base spins.
Sweet.
You have to be tricky.
Yeah, since it rains, really been hitting hard out here, and my last vibrator went up in smoke, Drew. I was out. Remember when it was really teeming about 3 weeks ago?
It torched.
Yeah, I was out working myself out in the yard, and just a poof of smoke came out. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's neat about the
The vibrator did that.
Yeah, seemed like it.
The little motor, Drew, that you were pointing out.
Yes.
That's what actually makes the vibration inside vibrators, is it's got an imbalanced piece of metal, so when it spins, it's actually offset, and that's what makes the vibration.
Yeah, it's like that ashtray you're making on the potter's wheel that gets a little out of alignment.
That's it.
Yeah, if you shove the whole potter's wheel up, that's what it would be like. And, you know, when you get a vibrator, and let me say this, is a nice-looking vibrator. It's not intimidating.
Why couldn't you do that?
You got to turn it tight, Drew.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
That's actually a really nice vibrator because the motor's at the tip, unlike most of them where they're towards the base.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're using this on a woman, we like the strength at the tip, on the very tip of some of our body parts.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's waterproof, so you can take it right in the tub on Valentine's
Day.
Now,
notice you put the Duracells in here, Adam.
Yeah.
You've warned against that.
Yeah. I worry about the NiCads when you're using them on the lady there. They go a little nutty. You know what I mean? I like to just get the sort of cheap ones from Hong Kong, you know, with the picture of the cat on them or something. I like when you buy one, Drew. You ever buy a vibrator? They test them out.
I can't say I have.
They will fire them up at the store. They have to.
Yeah, they always have a microphone for announcements. So they do this kind of thing too. Oh
yeah. No, what it is if you go to one of those adult stores, you buy a vibrator. The guy behind the counter. It's awesome looking, by the way. Has to fight. The guy's like morbidly obese with the fanny pack and the cutoff sweats and the flip flops.
It's a DJ from a strip bar?
Yeah. He has to fire the thing up and let you test it out a little bit because there's no returns on it.
Of course.
And what they don't want you doing is taking the thing home saying, I put batteries in it, never did a thing. What do you want me to do, you know?
Right.
So they fire it up for you right there. And, of course, no returns. But is there a guy, and I got to believe, I don't know if my mom has a vibrator, but if she did, she would be one of the people who attempted to return it. You know what I mean? Like, she would want her $9.95
back.
Well,
she'd have to buy one at a garage sale first.
She would get one off of eBay.
Oh,
no. No. Here's it. First, she would get a computer at a garage sale.
By the way, even Sadie objected to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was...
Yeah. Then she would use that computer, the used computer, to get it off of eBay. All right, Drew.
Wait a minute.
What are you doing? And Drew, I'm not going to help you. If you're going to pull stuff out of the bag and talk about it, then you got to talk about it. I'm not going to clarify anything.
All right. What is this? This is a blue.
The Blue Betty. That's the Blue Betty.
What is it?
It's a gelatinous. Whoop! There it is. Mm-hmm. It broke out of the container.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
What does it do?
That is a male self pleasurizer.
Really?
Yeah, there's lots of toys out for men these days that people don't even realize. There's many toys for guys and couples, not just the girls. So this particular Blue Betty, you lube it up with some Slippery Kitty lube. And there's it's very stretchy, and there is a tube.
I don't need it to stretch.
Thanks.
I need that to be taken in a little bit.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. Can you cuff it at the bottom?
Yeah, we'll tighten it up here.
It's going to be dragging.
That's what this little bolo's for.
Just put a couple zip ties around
it.
Get a nice clamp down.
So the reason I have that in the Tickle His Pickle Pleasure Kit, which is all toys for pleasing your man for Valentine's Day, is not only is it a nice different sensation for a man than a woman using her hands for manual stimulation, so that's different, but also it's a secret tool for women who have gagging reflexes when they're giving oral love.
You mean put this around the guy's joint, and that way she doesn't get too low on it?
Exactly.
It's the grommet.
Very good.
Yeah.
Some people just can't. How do you do
that? Thank you.
It's a buffer. It's like, you know, putting a tie around it.
I'm a honker device genius. It's like the Liars Club for pervs.
Wait, but how does it?
Where's Dick Gaudier? Go ahead, Drew.
How does it pleasure guys?
Well, no, here's how it works.
You masturbate with it.
Now, this thing, this thing feels like a jello that is sort of dried. And it's about four inches long. It's about an inch and a quarter around. It's got a little hole in there. You put your peckaroo through there. You get pull it down a little. In my case, let a little bit hang out the top. And then the woman services the top part of the peckaroo, not ever going too low to get the gag reflex.
No, I get that it sort of helps her.
Yeah.
But how does this, you said it.
It doesn't help you. It helps you in the sense that you're getting a BJ from someone you normally wouldn't get a BJ from.
I see.
That's one way to use it. Or when she's at work or out of town and he's horny, he can use that to masturbate with. Because you
stroke yourself. How about he bangs her sister?
So you hold on to it and you do this with it.
I see.
Yeah.
But Drew, you don't know how to masturbate.
I'm doing hand motions.
What do you need? What kind of math that needs
to
be done for
you? It doesn't look like
they
would move. You know what I mean? It looks like it's too tight.
You lube it up with a little Hello Kitty.
Slippery Kitty lube.
A little Slippery Kitty in there. You put your joint through there. And you beat yourself dry.
It just looks too tight, like it wouldn't
move.
And then
18 months later, you come down with penile cancer.
I see. That's good.
Smell this thing. It smells like a tire plant.
It's not good.
So you're going to give yourself cancer. You get scrotal cancer from this thing. All right, so you put through. And here's the thing.
It won't move. By the way, look at the
tip. Do you mean it won't move? You put your penis through one end. It looks like a...
It's not going through
I could get through there. Yeah, no, here's the thing. It looks like a muff for your hand warmer. For your penis. It's open on both sides.
We need background music.
The hole in the middle is only about the size of a small cigar, but it stretches out. Look at this.
Yeah, no, I see that.
You could get through there.
Get in. Here's the deal.
Quit talking and get in.
Bathroom break. He's going to go test it out.
What I don't see is I can see how you can get it in the tip in. I don't see how you can get it past this thing.
So you push through.
Mm-hmm.
You pull the thing down. You use the Hello Kitty lube, and you give it a jerksy there. that's a certain. Let me say this, Drew. You join in. You tell me what you think.
Okay.
Most women. I would say most women in a certain age range from this part of the world would probably go for a vibrator. Most women. Mm-hmm. I mean, you throw out the Jehovah's Witnesses and that kind of the Amish and that kind of stuff, but most, American women would go for a vibrator. Mm-hmm. Most women who vibrate certainly would go for it. Most guys, and all of them beat off, there's a very small percentage of them that actually use sort of tools and things.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
To apply to the penis, yet their visual systems are elaborate.
No, that's... Mm-hmm. No.
Think about it.
Oh, hold on, Drew. Stop the presses. Yeah, no ass, Sherlock.
But the point
it's not interesting and it's not my point. My point is, of course every guy looks at porno, but guys never use anything really on themselves.
Right.
There's a handful of sickos, I might call them, who have the sort of fake vaginas and that inflatable women and, cyber skinned women and stuff like that. Other guys sort of look at that even more sconce than a woman looks at a woman with a vibrator. Wouldn't you say quite a bit more? Yes?
But isn't it interesting, though, that women don't look at anything and yet apply a great deal of technology to their genitalia? Men only... look at things in a vast array of technology, through a vast array of technology, and don't have anything except their hand touch the
I think some of that has to do with the fact that men, the way their tools work, it's so much easier for them to be aroused and then just stimulate, whereas women, it takes a lot more to get us warmed up to that point.
Right.
And a lot of women don't really know how their whole area works that well, and that's kind of the purpose for my books, which are a lot for newcomers and people who have questions that don't have anybody to ask. Mm-hmm. But it's still amazing how many women use vibrators because they're not quite sure how to just stimulate with their hands, which is the base fundamental skills.
What's this bolo-looking device here? It's a piece
that's
of
the
rubber.
That's the lasso. It's an adjustable penis ring.
Women often use their hands too.
And they're awesome.
Yeah, I mean, instead of just that big brass thing that goes around
there? See, that way, so if you're just starting off, you can get it on and off real easy. So if you ever get uncomfortable, you can take it off quickly. Mm-hmm. And this, because it's adjustable with that bead, and the length is there, it allows you to wear it two different ways. Mm. One way to wear it is at the
Western
base.
Western and country?
Side saddle and Western.
I see.
One way to wear it is at the base of your erect penis. So you just slide it down your shaft, and that retains the blood, so you have longer, stronger, harder erections and great orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
The other way to wear it is all the way around down the bottom, under your bouncing boys, and up around the top.
You get the whole package.
I
see that every once in a while. Why do you want to get the nuts involved?
Here's the thing: is when you do that, and Drew, you can come in here with me. Is it holds the orgasm back, because what you're doing is you're entrapping more blood in your penis and your testicles. Mm-hmm. And so for guys who actually orgasm too quickly, this actually helps keep it, because in order for you to climax, your ejaculate has to travel through all the tubes and through your testicles and up through your shaft.
No. It's all the stuff stored in the seminal vesicles.
Okay.
And it comes out right by the prostate. And if you tie that, it still comes out. It just goes up into your bladder.
Mm.
Well, it breaks through. So, like, while you're
maybe Drew's the penis genius.
He's a penis genius.
Where's
too?
My anatomy book,
Chris? Yeah. No. Chris was beating off to it. And he took it home. All right. So what else? What else we got? I don't care what else we got. Let's take some calls.
Okay.
We'll get into this stuff.
Wait, what announced your newest book?
Yeah,
this is it.
Yeah.
Tickle His Pickle. Your hands-on guide to penis pleasing. It's basically the instruction manual that should come with every man.
This is for women or for gay guys too?
It could be either. It's written in my voice. I'm speaking to women, but certainly a gay guy can benefit from it too.
Why don't you tell women just to get busy? Just to drop the attitude and
there's a whole chapter
sucking
on that.
Oh, there is?
There's absolutely a whole chapter one.
Well, that's the only one you need to read.
It says, let's talk about you. And this is kind of a motivational guide for women that says, hey, you know, start giving to your men. And here's what they want. They want to watch some adult videos. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of them do. Not everybody, but most. Mm-hmm. They want you to moan. They want to hear you. They want to see you. So get in really nice, sexy positions for them. And maybe wear some, you know, so it goes through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all the way up to hand jobs and oral love and backdoor play.
Fantastic.
Prostate stimulation.
Has your have your parents killed themselves yet?
No, they're actually really proud of me.
No, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are.
No. Look, yes, Drew's a doctor. He has a nationally syndicated radio show, and his parents aren't proud of him. Am I right, Drew?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
These are the sound of this where all the fluid is. This where all everything is stored just before it's released. All this, all the testes, that's just slowly bringing it up and putting it in here to be stored in the seminal vesicles. And then when you have an orgasm, it just releases out. And, none of this has had anything to do with it. The prostate's where the fluid's made. This is where it's collected. And if you close it off here, it just goes that way. It goes up in the bladder. Doesn't affect the... Anyway, calls.
We'll talk about that. Because I've seen explosions with it tied off like
that. Oh, sure, it can come through. But it won't delay it. It won't either come through or it will go back. It doesn't do anything to delay it or anything like that. So, can't. It just can't.
Yeah.
It's not involved.
Just a little bit. It'll eventually happen.
Your testes are not involved in an orgasm at all.
What about the tantric technique where you push up straight up under the prostate?
And that's pushing that.
You're going underneath.
Yeah, that's
you're going behind.
That's another one.
And that's pushing that valve, again, to send the semen back into the bladder. Sends it directly back to the bladder. No, it doesn't stop it. Sends it backwards. Mm-hmm. So you don't see it come out the front, but sends it back.
Okay.
Erica?
Hello?
There we go.
What's up?
I am wondering, when I get PMS, I get so mean and just dramatic mood swings. And I'm just wondering if there's anything I can take or change birth control methods to regulate that.
What's the method you're using now?
I have an IUD. It's the copper one, so there's no hormones or anything.
Right. What method? I mean, what could regulate PMS? A pill?
Well, yeah,
right,
just being
pill?
On the pill.
What do you think the worst would be? Norplant? Shots?
You know, there's a pill called Yasmin that's specifically available for this.
Really?
It's probably not going to do much. The drug companies have reconfigured Prozac into something called like Happy Fem or something. It's basically serotonin reuptake inhibitors will help this as well. But Erica,
Can you take that once a month?
Yeah, they have for that.
What about the ring? The ring that
Nuva ring?
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, that's fairly high progesterone, estrogen, and that's
would I have to get rid of my IUD You know what I mean?
Might as well get rid of it if you're going to take hormonal contraceptives. But, Erica, the people that have really severe PMS usually also have chronic mood disturbances.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So what else is going on?
Well, I don't think I'm that moody. I don't think I'm moody otherwise. But
are you married?
No, I have a boyfriend, a live-in boyfriend.
And you're able to have stable relationships?
Yeah, we've been together for 6 years now.
Mm-hmm. What do you beat the crap out of him?
No, it's not even him. I get to the point where I just can't stand myself. Like, I just feel just mad. Not mad, but I just feel like I could blow up at just about anything.
Well, it's irritability, and that's depression.
Yeah, very irritable.
Yeah, and that's depression.
All right.
So that's why the serotonin reuptake drugs have been advocated for that. Yeah, there's vitamin D, there's calcium, there's other things people have used also, and progesterone's a positive.
Vitamins are no good.
But I know, they really haven't done much.
You know what I find is exercising extra a lot during those times to really let the tension and the stress out of your body, because you got to have some kind of release. So that's what I do, because
That's good advice.
Let's get one of those punching bags. Or you know what there ought to be? That'll have that, you know the guy who gets all padded up at the rape class?
Yes.
That guy to just swing by your house on those days. Like, here's the thing. You get you get the calendar.
Yeah.
You get all the women. It's like, well, I got to go see Janet the 27th, 28th, and 29th of the month. And then the 29th through the 31st, that's Cindy. And you just show up.
Call the PMS pal.
Yeah, PMS pal. And you don't even announce your arrival. I mean, you show up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're coming in the kitchen window. You know what I mean? And it's just you guys have at it, like Cato and Clouseau in the Pink Panther episodes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
He just beats the crap out of you, kicks you in the nuts, and then you go on to the next house. That's really what they need.
Quite a service.
Well, them on a treadmill is not going to do it. They need to attack a man is really what they need. Right?
Yes, you're right. It's a great service.
All right.
Let's change the country.
Yeah, there should just be a PMS gym, which is, well, you know how you drop your dog off at like a doggy dude ranch or something, you go out of town, you just drop your old lady off at this place. She beats the crap out of the nice guy in the rape outfit, and then comes home, she's got no wind in her sail at all.
So creative.
Well, if you think about it, like...
That'd be a job security business.
People, you know, aerobicizing in the shallow end of the swimming pool does not blow off any good anger or steam. You just burn a couple calories. You need a guy to come at you, and you start screaming and punching him and yelling, like, I hate you, Dad, and trying to gouge his eyes out with your fingernails.
This is a bataka bat theory of a psychodrama.
Yeah, you just go at some nameless, faceless guy in a hockey outfit. Try to kill him for about 20 minutes, and you go home, you just collapse on a heap in the sofa. Guy sits right next to you, you don't even say a word, you're too tired to even talk. Wow. Another great idea. Man, I'm telling you, when something will happen to me, I will be hailed as a genius.
Oh, whether something happens to you or not.
Thank you. Christina?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just wondering, me and my fiance plan on having a baby in the future. We were just wondering, is there anything that can up the chances of having a girl over a boy?
What about that?
Yes, there are. You can go see a fertility specialist, and they can spin the sperm and spin out the female, the X sperms, just give you the Ys, and markedly increase the probability of a male.
Now, when
they spin them,
do the X ones, the X are the girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ys are the what? What are the girls? XX and the boys are XY?
Correct.
And they have different weights to them?
Yeah, they're different. I don't know exactly what the technique is, but it's a centrifuge technique. And
they spin
it
around
differently through a centrifuge, yeah.
And they move, well, if it's a centrifuge, it's just really got to be based on sort of weight, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Or maybe this is centrifuge. They can put it in there. There are all kinds of fluids that have gradient kinds of densities to them.
Mm-hmm.
So things will move through them at different rates.
Mm.
And so they move the sperm, some certain sperm, through at a different rate and leave
doesn't
mostly the X or the Y behind.
Do that, though?
What?
Doesn't that cost some money to do that?
Yes,
though?
I think it's about $600. But that's the only way you can affect that.
You could do it at home if you got a potter's wheel and some 30 weight.
What's the percentage of effectiveness of that? Like, what are your odds?
It's once you go way up. It's like 80% or so, but
really?
Not 100%.
Wow. But now the ones that stick to the ones that spin out are the chicks or the guys?
You're asking me technical stuff. I don't do the procedure.
Well, I'm not asking you technical stuff, doctor. But the point is
hey, boys.
I think I've heard one of them spins out. I think it's the girls that spin out.
I don't
know.
And
then you just go collect which one you want.
Right. They differentiate. They go to different areas. You take
one
you want.
Yeah. Hey, man, you can't play God, though.
No,
that's
you
can't. It's playing God.
That's what it is.
It's playing God. Hey, Christina.
Yeah.
Because think about it this way.
Are you prepared to play God?
No, see, I don't want to do like anything like that.
Well, then leave it alone.
What do you want to do?
Is there like any certain position or like pills?
No, Christina, you're thinking like primitive man here. You can either do it
actually,
or not do it.
You're not being fair to primitive man.
Yeah. You're thinking like Christina here.
Yeah.
Listen, you can either affect a change or not. And the way you do it is with these certain techniques, and that's that.
Probably.
I think it's like $600, something like that.
Is it that? You know that?
I looked into it once. It was something like that.
That's kind of reasonable for.
It's not hugely expensive, not terribly expensive.
What you get. Yeah. And by the way, what's cheaper, chick or dude? I'm going with ever cheaper. I mean, I gotta believe my sister cost my folks a hell of a lot more than I did, which wasn't anything anyway. But you know, it was probably would have made that $600 back.
Yeah.
Don't read that thing yet, Drew. Hold on.
We
a
were
second.
Supposed to have done it 10 minutes ago.
All right, but hold on a second, Christina.
Yeah.
Christina.
Yeah, I'm here.
Why? What do you want? A girl?
Yeah, because. We had a boy, but I had him premature, and he died an hour after I had him.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's a good... Okay. I was going to say that's a good run, but no, it's probably not. And so why not... But still, now you got to have a girl?
Yeah.
I mean, why? What sense does that make?
Because I'm kind of afraid of baby boys now.
Okay.
Oh, you're fearful that if it's at some you're going to treat your son differently as though he's made.
No, she's just scared they're going to die.
Right, but I mean, once you get past the perinatal period, once you passed birth,
mm-hmm.
if he survives, are you still going to treat him as though he're made of porcelain?
No, it's just
big
hard
words,
to be around baby boys. Now.
Listen, okay. Christina, you gotta if you I understand that.
Yeah,
and
get
if
some
plus,
therapy,
if
Christina.
You,
that's what
if
you
need. Appease the volcano god, this will not happen again. You must take the carcass of a lamb and toss it into a volcano,
and make sure the smoke rises to the gods.
Right. And, listen, Christina, you're 19.
Yes.
You cranked out a kid. The kid met a tragic fate. Well, why don't you guys go ahead and give it a couple of years to like the ripe old age of 22 or something before you have a kid, get a little education.
We want to wait till after we're married.
Oh, okay.
Good. Just do that then. That's fine.
All right. When are you getting married?
Possibly either October or April.
All right. So you're going to have a kid in 2 months?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying I smell trouble.
Yes. Christina, just slow it down.
I smell trouble. You're 19. Give it a break, would you?
And if you have trouble mourning the loss of this child, you really need to deal with that. Get some help with that.
See, I don't want to do it like anytime soon. I'm just saying, like you guys said, like in a couple of years or so.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right. What's your husband do?
He's a security guard.
Oh, that's bad.
Why is that bad?
Because he gets $8.50 an hour, and he just guards refrigerators all night.
No, he gets $9.
Oh,
you're way off, Adam. Touché. Way off.
Touché.
How dare you?
Hey.
He likes it, though.
All right, so look, wait till he gets a better gig. That's the whole thing. Let me tell you something about couples. They argue over money. Hmm. Man, do you argue when you're
stressful.
Poor.
Yeah,
it's stressful.
It is stressful.
Especially when you're trying to raise a kid.
Let me tell you something. My wife comes home. She's like, I got a parking ticket. I'm like, God damn it. Why didn't you get two? We're rich. I tell you, we're rich. But in the past, it would have been like, holy ass, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
How many times have I told you?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe it. Now I'm going to have, you know, it's like everything's a huge deal. Mm. You go out to dinner and someone orders a second glass of wine. So, what was that?
I know.
What are you doing? You fool.
Mr. Rothschild.
You're trying to ruin me. All right, Drew, give your plug out.
All right, two things. I'm looking again for... Two things for people.
No. We got this one. Come on.
For people who are willing to do masturbation diaries, call and we'll get them off the line. Also, for people, everyone that calls in tonight who are 18 years of older, they will get a copy, a DVD of Saw, starring Danny Glover and Cary Elwes. This, again, is a scary in hell film. And those of you that do get your DVDs tonight will qualify for a chance to win a trip to the heavy metal concert in Derbyshire, England.
Yeah.
The Saw DVD is going on sale Tuesday the 15th.
All right. So you could go. Is it England?
Derbyshire, England, for the Bloodstock concert.
Fantastic. All right. Sadie Allison here tonight, penis expert, Ticklish Pickle, name of her book. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191-ER. Sadie Allison is here tonight. She's the penis genius. She's got herself a little book out called Tickle is Pickle. It's got a very clever picture of someone almost blowing a pickle.
Who is that someone?
I'm going to go with you.
Hey.
Yeah. Save a few bucks. Get yourself on a book.
Sadie just said something interesting. She said, sometimes I get in bed at night and my boyfriend already has the lasso on his penis, you know, around the testicles and everything. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, you already have it already. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. It's very cute. It's
endearing.
No.
You don't understand, guys.
Sack Roundup.
Guys are preparing constantly.
Yeah.
You know, it's
if anybody wants to check out the lasso or Tickle His Pickle, it's on my website, ticklekitty.com.
Yeah. It's a nice, it's a simple device, but effective, like a trebuchet, you know, for your sack. All right. Boyfriend. Say he's an attractive woman. But, you know, I think it would be intimidating going out with her with all of her penis knowledge.
Says that, and I'm really not like that. I'm just a normal girl. Like, as a matter of fact, when I meet new guys, I don't even tell them what I do. Mm-hmm. And when I do start dating someone, I start fresh, and I explore together as we would a couple who just knew what we knew.
Just bring out the technology.
Nope, I don't pull out the technology or tricks out of my sleeve yet.
Mm. And is your boy, now, what's your boyfriend do? He's an expert on vaginas?
He is now.
Oh, yeah.
No, he does mortgage loans.
What? Of course he does.
Yeah. So, all right. Well,
it's
good
a
time.
Sweetheart. Yeah.
Yeah. It would seem like a lot of pressure. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I like the nap. Yeah. It's my thing.
No, I'm not. That
Who knows what goes on in the old, vagina, the old vagina? The old vagina. The old vagina. Crack myself up. All right. Ready to go here?
We go.
Mystique.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, you're 20. What's up?
I was just calling because I have a question about my boyfriend. He comes really fast. Like, we can't do anything because he's done.
Mm-hmm.
When I rub his back, when we get into it, he just, when I kiss him.
Oof.
When you kiss him.
It's getting better, but, like, even sex, it, like, lasts, like... maybe 10 seconds.
That's guys.
There
it's gotta
are
be
guys
a problem.
Like that.
He's getting his diploma. The dean's like shaking his head. Oh, thanks, Dean. Like,
no.
You can have no contact with a human being.
Think how much money you'd save at a strip bar.
Doctor gets down. He's like, I'm going to need you to turn your head and come.
That happens once in a while.
No way.
I had a friend
hernia.
That was cleaning off the penis to put a catheter in and kapowie.
Oh.
From that point forward, I would be wearing like a welding rig. Like I would just have the mask
it was a female.
And
it was
leather
a female.
Smock.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She was a she, yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, shouldn't be cleaning the penis off.
It was just...
What now? What do you do to the penis
you
to prepare for a catheter?
Some betadine on there.
In the inside?
On the tip, just all over the tip.
Oh, you did that red stuff?
Basically, you pull it up, painting it up, and poof.
Wow. Old guy, young
old
guy?
Old guy.
Wow.
Alcoholic.
More power to him.
Indeed.
All right, anyway. Mystique?
Yes.
Yeah, this is going to be trouble.
Okay.
I don't know what you can do. It's sort of like saying, you know, my girlfriend is super ticklish. What can I do?
Right.
It's like, really? I don't know. That's just the way she is.
You focus on oral sex from him to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, I do everything. Well, not really, but...
No, he to you.
Not him. No, you don't have to do anything to him.
But yeah. Him,
You give him the Heimlich, he's going to bust a nut. he needs to focus on satisfying you.
Yeah, and maybe get him to unburden himself a few times and see if he's...
Yeah, but he's done that.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
Yeah.
Goes down to tie his shoe.
Yeah, well.
And Homer's so a little scrape on the knee.
Passionate.
No kidding. Yeah, look,
I'm
here...
Well, no. Okay. You got to work with it.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, just stay away from the sensitive parts and the things that you know trigger him and do all the other things that you can do together. you know, the hugging, the cuddling, maybe rubbing other parts other than his back. And like they said, definitely have him...
See, for some women, that's no problem. But for others, the intercourse is much more important. Mm. I wonder if she's one of those.
Mm.
Does he use condoms?
What?
Does he wear condoms? Do you guys wear condoms?
Yeah.
But for him, just the stimulation wearing a condom might make him go too.
Yeah.
But are you orgasm with intercourse or with direct stimulation?
Intercourse, but
so are you multi-orgasmic?
No.
No. So you just have orgasms with intercourse.
Yeah.
And that's what great dildos are for, though. And a lot of guys that have this issue, is he trying to work with you on this?
Let me say this because for a second. Great dildos sounds like a horrible greeting. From another culture.
Great dildo.
Well,
great
surprise.
Balls of fire.
Great dildos. Great dildos to you.
I know. I've never even said it like that. It just came out that way.
This is my son.
No,
great dildos to you, young sir.
But it's true. If he's trying to work on this with you, he should be doing all the things that he can do to help stop him from doing that and spend more time pleasuring you. Before he gets that point.
He's really mad. Like, I don't know. He just gets really upset with
me. He might not be trying, which is probably part of the problem.
Let me explain something to everybody. Everyone's cut out differently because, God's, rich pageantry, I don't know what he was thinking when he made guys who bust a nut when the wind blows on their forehead, but he, you can't question him.
Can't question.
All kinds. Don't think there's a God, by the way. How did all this get here? you're right. Guy must have done it. That's right. Guy whipped it up. Drafting board. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, retards. But here's my point. If you got a problem, whether it's diabetes or you busted not too fast, that's all right. You shouldn't dump the person because of that. If they don't want to work on it, they're not going to deal with it,
that's
a good reason to dump them. Yes. And that's everything. Look, if someone's an alcoholic, you don't need to dump them. They're diabetic, you don't need to dump them. If their eyesight's bad, you don't need to dump them. But if they won't go to the optometrist and they still insist on driving, you can dump them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's what this guy has. He has a problem. He can work on it. Mm-hmm. If he gets angry when you bring it up, now you dump him.
Now there's an issue.
And that's fine. And you're free and clear. Mm-hmm. You're not a good person if you dump a person because they have a problem. Mm-hmm. You're a better than good person. You're an important person if you dump someone who's not focusing on the problem.
Then you've done God's work.
We need you.
Yes.
Because you're setting boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And these people need this. Mm-hmm.
And you deserve to be pleasured as well.
Yes.
Right? So
you're right.
One more thing he can do, though, if you do talk to him and he decides to start working on it more with you, is to have him exercise his Kegel muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've probably heard that women exercise those for stronger, more control of their orgasms. Well, men can exercise, they have the same muscle, and the more familiar you are with it, and the stronger it is as you flex it, and we can all do Kegels together right now.
All right.
Adam, are you squeezing?
Everybody
squeeze.
You ready?
That can help him eventually help control his orgasms.
All right. There you go.
You know, I'm back to this beehive that you put on your penis.
The Blue Betty.
I think what's bothering me is it should be like longer.
There are longer ones. There's bigger ones. There's ones that go all the way to a full ass.
All right, actually. True.
So
full
this is
ass.
Yeah.
Quit showing off,
that's,
by the way, Drew.
That's the,
no, I'm just
the
saying.
Palm,
but, that's what's confusing me about.
But let me explain something. This is like the grip on a pair of handlebars on a motorcycle.
No,
they don't need to be 12 inches long. They just need to be as big as your hand because that's what's going on it.
All right? Yeah.
However, I see where Drew's going because...
No, I don't like where he's going.
I
know where he's going.
There are longer ones, and my boyfriend actually prefers the longer one because while you're using it to do this, there isn't a point where your penis is not being stimulated. Yeah. Whereas this one, you have a longer shaft.
But this thing will stretch out as well, yes?
Not that much, not in that direction.
Well, it doesn't... I mean, okay. I got to get a long one is what I'm saying. Do they make them longer?
I'll send you one. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I, when I say longer, I don't mean twice that size. I mean 20 or 30 times that
wow.
length. Wow. Yeah, no. I'm talking about the length of, like, let's say a large sedan or maybe a recreational vehicle. Yes, Drew?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And even then, there's going to be plenty slopping over the top and bottom. All right. No, it's true.
All right.
Huge. Jack?
Hi.
Yeah, Jack. The aptly named Jack. You're 23. What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering, you guys talk mostly to girls who are abused, and I know what you say about sexual abuse and how it can cause relationship and intimacy problems, but since you also talk a lot about how different men and women are, I was wondering, how are the consequences of abuse different for guys and girls?
They are, you know, like everything, the environment affects, it's about the genes and the environment interacting, and because men and women are so tremendously different genetically, naturally enough, there is a different consequence from trauma.
Well, men go out and victimize other people.
Men become much more, they externalize
this more. Whereas women continue to be victimized.
They internalize it more, right.
Yeah, exactly. So you take a young girl, you sexually molest her, and she'll hook up with somebody who rapes her. She'll continually get raped. It'll be that thing where she gets raped in high school, and then she gets it again, you know, out of high school, and then she goes into stripping, or then she hooks up with an abusive guy.
Right.
And it's really, she ends up just sort of being abused and doesn't pose too much threat to society, except for she starts crapping out kids, and then those guys abuse those kids, and now you got this, you know, a fresh crop of victims coming in every year. Mm-hmm. Whereas guys usually, they can either go gay.
Well, that's the interesting thing, is what this does to sexual identity. For women,
doesn't screw
do
with
so
it
much.
Too much.
In fact, they kind of go more, they become hypersexual, or they back and forth.
They become strippers.
And the guys, it can have different effects, but the one thing they don't have is sort of a more experimental sexuality. They either become completely gay,
right,
or they become hypersexual like the girls, too. But that whole thing of why there's this, why can't they be more bisexual? Why do they have to go away completely? It's weird.
Yeah.
Why that flip from sexual abuse with males? And we just don't know.
All right. Yeah, so the danger with boys is they go out and sort of screw with other folks.
Okay. Right. I was also wondering how verbal abuse differs from sexual or physical.
Well, you're asking questions that haven't been fully worked out. There's a guy named Alan Shore that's working on the neurobiological aspects of trauma. And there's a whole society, international society of traumatology now, looking at the brain effects of trauma. And so what a given episode of trauma, a repeated episode of trauma does to a given brain is probably highly variable. The important experience is the experience of powerlessness. And when a child has an experience of powerlessness, it affects how their autonomic or the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system wires. And they tend to start using more primitive means of regulating feelings. Just think of it that way.
And what do you mean more primitive?
Well, it's something called dissociation that kids get into when they've been traumatized, where they sort of, they have no, their system, their regulatory systems becomes overwhelmed or shattered in some cases, and the only means they can have to regulate is to sort of distance themselves from their feelings. Mm. They feel sort of out of body, or they shut down, and then that becomes the primary means of regulating unpleasant feelings, and that's a very primitive way of approaching life.
All right.
Okay.
Jack, get some therapy. Get therapy, baby doll. Take care of yourself.
Great, thanks.
All right. All right, listen, let's go ahead and sock all these junk toys because my eyes are burning.
It's okay.
It's like the DuPont factory in here.
No, it's this blue one that's doing that.
Yeah, I think I have like retinal cancer now from staring at this thing.
No, it is irritating. Yeah,
it's irritating.
The perfume.
Come on,
the perfume.
Give me a headache.
Oh, the smell.
Yeah, it smells like a cheap whore in here.
A lot of toys come out of the packaging like that. It's hard to preserve the
materials. Well, make them smell like a meatball sub or something if they're for a guy.
Smell some of my Strawberry Lust Slippery Kitty Lube.
Uh-oh.
Strawberry what?
Strawberry Lust. That's my own signature line of lube that I made.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's nice because it's not too sweet, too sugary like some of the flavored lubes are.
Oh, you mean you eat this?
You can, it's lickable.
It's lickable.
So not drinkable.
No, you don't want to ingest it.
Well, what if a plane crashed and all we had is a sack of lube?
Well, I know someone who guzzled it, so, and he turned out to be okay. So,
really?
Yeah. Go for it.
I really doubt that.
But what's nice about this and why it's in the kit is a lot of women, one of the top reasons why women don't like giving oral sex, smell, taste, and gagging. So if you put a little Strawberry Lust on it, all of a sudden you have a bag of strawberry for
they don't like the taste? The taste of the penis or the taste of what comes out of it?
It, well, what comes out of it, but I would say more the smell is...
Mm-hmm. You know. You, oh, yes.
That's
you know.
Why there's a whole chapter in my book, Tickle His Pickle, on grooming and shaving him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important if you want your girl to give more oral love that you should be tidied up down there. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying you should shave the whole thing, but a little mm-hmm. trimming would be nice. You
yeah.
know, maybe a little shaving around the sides.
Now, I've done a topiary down there. I look like a giraffe. I made mine look like a giraffe. Yeah, it's Mickey Mouse riding a giraffe. It's awesome. It's upkeep. It's a little time consuming. It's about 4 hours a day.
What do you do with the testes? You pull them up underneath?
I tuck them in.
You tuck them in, yeah.
I tuck them in. Yeah, it's like Edward Scissorhands.
We'll be right back.
Show you guys. It's awesome. Like this.
Hey, again, I need somebody who's willing to do a masturbation diary for Discovery Health Channel. Please call in and we'll take your call and look into that.
Let's take a little break. Sadie,
let's do.
Relax. My penis hurts now. It's tired from talking about it.
Oh.
Well, we'll take Sadie Allison here. She's a penis expert. No. We'll take
a break. You don't want to see this
drunk. No more penis talk. Take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Ready? Woo! 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 Yeah!
Ready? Woo! Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sadie Allison is our guest tonight. Dear, dear friend of the show. Probably been on three other times, I would say.
She brings gifts every time.
She does. Brings a nice sack of goodies.
Wouldn't you say, Adam, anyone that brings gifts?
Usually.
Welcome on our show.
Usually wins our favorite.
And a dear friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks,
got a
guys.
nice penis lasso. It's got the vibrator.
The Blue Betty, the Slippery Kitty.
Slippery Kitty, Strawberry Lube.
Just going to send us big Blue Bettys.
The Plastic Bullet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you need a new one that hasn't been touched, I could tell.
What?
Oh, I have one.
Well, Drew, what do you mean?
The one he was playing with, it's dirty now.
Oh, it
so
is?
I'm going to give you a fresh one to take home because I know you want to try it.
Well,
yeah, I'll send you one.
Where's the one he's, wasn't that out of his gift bag?
Mm-hmm.
So he was the only one who's monkeying with
yeah.
it, right? I don't know. He's fine. He's good. Rub a little Purell on it.
A little of Super Kitty strawberry juice.
Drew's super horny, but he's super anal, too, so he uses Purell as a lube on his Blue Betty.
Sure.
Disinfectant dial in there.
That's a good idea.
Peroxide, what are you talking about?
For, when you're on the road.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Antibacterial.
I've managed to make it my whole life without ever using any of that disinfectant whatever.
Oh, the alcohol-based stuff?
Yeah.
Your wife hasn't done that to you?
No, nobody cares.
Come on.
Nobody cares.
Wait till you have kids.
You're talking to a guy.
Sorry, that stuff will come out all the time.
I eat stuff weeks after it's been in the fridge. I'm a mess. Dylan, listen, I believe I built up immunity through not getting involved with all that crap that everyone's getting into. And I shower every 4 days. I whiz in the sink. It's fine. No problem.
Balance.
Come on, Adam.
Well, why not? It's my sink. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Dylan?
Ace?
Hey, you're 17.
Ace,
what's
how's
up?
How's it hanging?
It's going good there, brother, man. What's up?
Drew, man of extreme passion.
Exquisite extreme passion.
Guys, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Dave. I mean, Dylan, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm having a problem with, well, now my ex-girlfriend who I broke up on Saturday. She says I have a hard time being happy around her, and I just try to make her life easy. I come from a family with a lot of money, and she's on the other side of the road on that one. And, you know, I try to make up for what I can, and I end up trying to buy her a lot and expect... In the end, you know, I want sex, but lately that hasn't been going for me, except the last time was Christmas Eve when, oh, man, you wouldn't believe what I bought her. Tiffany's.
Come on hold for a second. I'm getting a headache.
I know. This is why guys hate. This is. Yeah.
What is that?
And by the way, this guy, he's going to do 14 years. He's going to be a publicist. Or
is that
some
what that
kind
is?
No, he's not gay enough to be a publicist.
But sales.
Sales. Definitely sales. Big rope, gold chain, bracelet, talking everyone's ear off.
But either he's bogus or does he really not hear how he comes across?
I don't know. Don't care.
Yeah.
Dylan.
Yeah.
All right, so we're not interested. And
not bogus, but pro ball player, just to let you know.
You're 17.
Yeah, it runs in the blood. My dad was a baseball player.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, here's the thing. You sound like a colossal a-hole. I'm sure there's good reason for it. Probably nice looking, athletic. You have some money and all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't come across as very humble
or human
or becoming or anything like that.
Yeah,
or human.
Women see right through that crap.
Well, even if they don't know what they're talking about, they sort of feel it. But anyway. Yeah. I'm not sure what your question is. You buy stuff for your girl.
She won't have sex with you?
So you
God.
You had to dump her.
I'm just like, I'm trying to, I try to make her happy as much as I can, but it just...
Make her happy. Buying gifts does not equal happy.
Well, no, that's not all I do. I mean, I spend amounts of time with her. I'm not...
Talking about yourself?
No, I'm talking about playing pro ball. Yeah. All right, Dylan. Here's the thing. I'm going to try to, I know you're a fan of the show, and we're going to try to be as kind as we can.
That's fine.
Being an attractive, athletic guy whose family has money, in a way, is sort of like being a child celebrity.
Yeah.
It's hard to blame, Ashley Olsen for having a little attitude when, since the age of, zygote, people have been chasing around with cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to cut you a little break, but it seems like you're going down the wrong path here.
Here's if we only have a few seconds and sort of one word of advice would be practice humility.
Right.
Humility, assiduous practice of humility, and try to think about other people's feelings, your own.
Here's the thing, too. If you have no game, if you're short and you're fat and you can't throw a ball further than 40 feet, go ahead and talk yourself up. That's all you got. That's your last chance. Okay?
And strangely enough, those are the people thinking about everybody else.
But if you're there's nothing more attractive, Sadie, back me up, than a good-looking guy who's athletic and is well-to-do and so on and so forth, who never talks about it.
Right.
He just goes
humble.
Out. Who's humble? Mm-hmm. Humble. And that's the thing. If you're going to be good-looking...
It speaks for itself.
If you're going to be a guy who's got some money in your pocket, who's broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip, and athletic and popular and attractive... Be humble. You'll even get, before where you were going to get a mountain of poontang, you will now get the Pike's Peak of poontang.
So much more attractive.
Flow. Yes. Plastic flow.
Yes, you'll make yourself that much more. The only way you can knock yourself down a few rungs is to start shooting your mouth off. Yeah. I play pro ball. I buy the
just so you know. Just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah. 17. Yeah, I'll see you in the show, buddy.
Oh, boy.
I'll see you in the show. Take a break. We'll be right back after this. Everyone, listen to me. There, buddy. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sadie Allison is here. She had to endure my radio tirade, telling everyone to lick my balls.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of everyone getting out of here. I'm going back to TV, so enjoy, everybody. Enjoy the radio while you can. I'm going back to TV where they treat you with a little dignity. They have a little coffee. They got a little food. People like think they're working for you. It's great. That's it. F radio. All right. Sadie Allison here. Tickle the Pickle. Tickle His Pickle. That's what I wanted to say. It's the name of her book. That is out as we speak. Drew?
We are giving away Saw DVDs tonight to everyone that calls. It's over the age of 18. It is also qualifying you for a chance to win a trip to the heavy metal concert called Bloodstock in Derbyshire, England.
Mm-hmm.
And this DVD goes on sale on Tuesday the 15th.
Yeah. All right. You ready to roll?
Yeah.
Ted?
Hello?
16?
Yeah. It's actually Ted, but it's all right.
Ted?
I got Germany or Florida.
Is your name
T-A-D? T-E-D. Ted. I'm on a cell phone. That's probably
All right.
All right. A 34... Germany or Florida?
Hold on.
And what do you think I said? Mordecai? When I came to him?
Moisha. I heard it. Distinctively.
I said Ted.
Oh.
It's actually Ted. Oh.
Yeah, I heard Ted.
I thought it was... Okay. Well, it says Samuel up here. Yeah, Ted. All right, Ted. Go ahead, buddy.
All right. A 34-year-old firefighter is facing animal cruelty charges for allegedly biting the head off a pet parrot during a party early yesterday morning.
A pet what?
For allegedly biting the head off a pet parrot.
Parrot. Okay. Good.
The suspect told police that he was drinking and could not remember the details of the incident, which he has apologized.
Mm-hmm.
According to police report, the firefighter was shooting pool with the late parrot's owner and other partygoers at about 1 a.m. when he grabbed the bird, a female Quaker parrot named Isabel, from the owner's shoulder put the bird's head in his mouth, and decapitated it. He then spit out the ferret's head and tossed the bird's corpse across the room, bouncing off the wall and hitting the floor. And then
That's punk. That's punk.
That's cruel.
Well, now listen. Let's
you don't have
this
to
out.
Get to the hitting the floor part. We didn't floating in space. Suspended in
weightlessly.
Space. Weightless.
Now here's the deal. Plain pool. Name is Elizabeth. Not Fräulein.
Isabel. Isabel. Yeah, not Fräulein. from Germany, Fräulein. Yeah.
It's, firefighter was plain pool.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, he wasn't arrested for animal cruelty.
Well, wasn't he charged with animal cruelty?
Yeah, charged with animal cruelty.
No, it's Florida. Mm-hmm. Even though I want to say Germany.
Mm.
It's.
I hate birds. So, you know, I look at this guy as a hero, by the way.
Gotta add the clues up, though.
Yeah, I'm going Florida on this one.
Me too.
Yep. Sadie, Florida or Germany? What do you think?
Florida.
Where did this occur? Oh, that was it. Ted just gave us the answer.
Right. Well, anyway, Sadie.
I was just going to say Florida.
Just say Florida.
But why do you hate birds is what I was actually wondering.
I'll tell you why I hate birds. They're stupid. They're angry. They're mean. They bite everybody. They crap everywhere. They make a big mess. And they let out these blood-curdling screams in the middle of no. And it's just for no good reason. And here's, let me just say this. Let me finish about birds here. Yeah.
Do you think they're related to the dinosaurs?
I don't know. I think they're meaner than dinosaurs. I feel like people don't like there's a lot of things that people don't like. And then there's like, oh, people can't stand roaches. Like, they hate cockroaches, you know. I'll kill them with a slipper as fast as I see them. Yeah. But cockroach never bit you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Never really did anything to you.
Yeah.
And it's not like you open your refrigerator. Oh, there's cockroaches eating. Your dog has eaten more crap than cockroaches have.
Yes.
I mean, your dog gets up on the counter, pulls the sandwich off, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, cockroaches are horrible because they're unattractive. And people get into that stuff where it's like, the fecal matter can pollute.
Nah, no.
Whoever knows cockroach crap ever hurt anybody?
No, right.
No, a cockroach really does nothing. It symbolizes filth. It's like if you got cockroaches, then there's dirt, then you don't want to be associated with that.
Right.
But here's the reality. People hate cockroaches, and yet they love birds. And the reality is, a bird, there's no one I know hasn't been bit by a bird. You know, you try the thing where the parrot's in the cage, and you put your hand in there to try to get the parrot. First thing it does is go at you with the beak. That's number one. Number two, even the parrot's owner can't put the hand in without the bird going for its finger, trying to lop it off with its big beak. And then they make these horrible sounds. They crap everywhere. They really don't do anything. And all they do is eat and crap and try to bite you after you take care of them for 10 years. There's nothing you can do for them. And then second the cage opens, they try to get away.
They take
the
off.
Second it opens out of there, which, by the way, good riddance. What kind of pet are they? They don't protect your home. They don't get you your slippers. They're not happy when you come home. They're just a pain in the ass. They're worthless. The only thing they're good for is for scuzzy guys to take down to the Venice boardwalk to try to get laid with. You know, put the big macaw on your shoulder. Hopefully a couple of co-eds will come up to you and you can bag them in your van later on. That's about it.
Yeah.
They're creepy. The birds are creepy. The people that like birds are creepy.
Yeah.
Show me a guy who loves his bird. I'll show you a guy I can't hang out with.
It's always the same guy, too, isn't it?
Here's the
ponytail guy.
It's creepy ponytail. I got the bird because they took away my ferret, weirdo.
Yeah.
That guy. Or just old queen. Old gay guy, too.
Yeah.
I wish pirates had them, but that just seems to be a wives' tale. That's something that's a mythology. I never actually see pirates with the birds. They don't do anything. And we've decided somehow that we like them.
Yeah.
Now, the one bird that actually does something is the pigeon.
Oh, yeah. We hate them.
We hate pigeons, but they're the one thing. They're actually sort of social. They're sort of calm, and we've used them in, like, four wars. They carry messages from the front lines back to headquarters. Actually do something. There's the one bird that actually does something. We can't stand them. The rest are just a waste. Now, don't get me wrong. A nice bird of prey, well, that's just like a lion.
Right.
A lion's not going to do anything. It's awe-inspiring. It's not supposed to be your buddy. You put it on a flag.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then once in a while, you got the guys that are falconers who are into falconry.
Isn't that weird?
And they take them down to the airport, and they chase away all the birds that get sucked up into the jet inlets. That's fine. That I like.
Yeah.
But that's all right. But your basic just cockatiel or macaw or parrot or any of these nuisances, they make tons of noise. They're a pain in the ass. Screw birds. I'm done with you birds. Do you have a bird?
No.
Good.
And if
They're
I
horrible.
Did, I may not have said that right now.
They're horrible.
No, no birds for me.
They're
I'm still lost in thought about the cockroach.
Name me an animal meaner than the bird, by the way.
Meaner?
Like put it this way. If you got a cat that got into like a blue jay's nest, cat can't go outside your house for another 40 years.
Right.
Blue jays dive bombing it. Birds going at each other. Make tons of noise. They crap on everything. Screw them.
Yeah,
screw you, birds.
But a cockroach, I wonder what the evolutionary heritage of that is.
Well,
of us freaking out of a cockroach. I think it's something to do with the fact that if we're immobilized, they're moving in.
I'll tell you the thing.
They're going to crawl into wounds. They're going to crawl up our ass. They will.
Now, I got one up me now. Are you kidding?
Oh, nice.
I took a leak. Three came out my urethra.
You sure that wasn't one of Sadie's toys?
Yeah, the roach. Here's the thing, too, with animals. The better looking they are, the better we like them.
Yeah.
If they're unattractive, like we love.
But is the reason we think they're better looking is some evolutionary heritage of ours?
They
appeal to us because of how we've evolved with them.
I don't know. Well, all I know is, you know, we love the giant koala because they're the best looking. The giant panda. The giant panda is the best looking animal in the world. All it does is sit there and eat.
Yeah.
Just eats. Doesn't even know who you are and would attack you if you got too close to it.
It's a raccoon.
It's just a giant raccoon.
It's
just a giant raccoon that just eats bamboo all day long. Just sits there and eats bamboo.
A raccoon's a nice animal. And we like them, too.
We got to borrow them from a Chinese zoo.
A raccoon would take your face off in 3 seconds.
You know why we like the giant pandas? Because they sit when they eat. They sit on their ass with their feet up.
And they're not trying to eat you.
And everyone goes, wow, look at them. But if you got next to them and their precious bamboo, they would eat you.
Oh, they'd swat you.
All right. And here's what I say. I say we keep one. You know, there's always on loan. Singapore.
Yes.
You know, screw you guys. We're keeping it.
And let's just call him Sam. Not this Ling Ling and Choo Choo.
Yeah, Choo Choo, you're Larry. Ling Ling, you're Ted. You guys in China, TS, you want 9/10 of the law. You want your bears back? Come get them. I didn't think so. Get your face out of here. We're keeping them. And they're like, we're going to keep your moose. And we're like, I don't care. We got plenty of them.
Why don't they ever have moose in zoos?
I don't know. Maybe they do.
You ever see one at a zoo?
I don't see any moose or meeses or moose eye. In zoos. Yeah, what's wrong with a moose in a zoo?
They're interesting animals, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they got elephants and they got zebras and stuff.
I'd rather look at a moose.
I would prefer looking at a moose, too. I don't know. Maybe we can't. Maybe we got to get some kind of deal going with Canada where you get a moose.
Ah.
Yeah, we got an L.A. zoo with no moose in it.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Let's get a moose over there.
That's a good idea.
Sadie?
Heck yeah.
PSA, please.
Tyler?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
I was wondering if you can transmit herpes through, like, a pipe or something.
Oh, Spicoli. Ooh-wee, Tyler.
Smoke a lot of weed,
smoke
dude,
a lot
Tyler?
Of weed.
Yeah.
We can barely muster a laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, Tyler.
Why, one of your buddies who's been hitting off your pipe has herpes?
No. I smoked with my friend, and I was at his house, and he was having an outbreak.
On his lips?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. You can transmit it that way. Let's
do a little recap. One of your buddies who's hit off your pipe has herpes. No. My friend is having an outbreak, and I was over at his house talking out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is that exactly
totally
what I
different.
Said?
Adam, totally different.
No. Yes. It's exactly what happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't even stone it up as much as him.
All right.
Yeah. Tyler, yes, you certainly can get it that way. The fluids, the sore is highly contagious. And if it touches something and then goes over to you, particularly a mucosal surface like your mouth or your eye, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, within a couple minutes of him being on it, on the pipe, that is, yeah, he can transmit it over to you. But
you probably
already have oral herpes. Most people already have that.
Really?
Yeah, most people have those cold sores.
Well,
see, I'm right here right now.
You do.
Right.
Well, I mean, most adults don't have they get a breakout every 8 years or something.
Isn't it like 80% of people?
Yeah, have oral herpes.
Well, I mean, having a lesion on your lip every 9 years, is that?
Huh?
All right.
That's herpes.
Well, that's not what he's talking about, though. That's not the kind of herpes he means. He means having frequent breakouts. Not every, four Olympic seasons.
You can't predict which kind you're going to how it's going to affect you.
I know, but look, everybody, you know, every kid gets a cold sore.
And when they're
and
younger.
Then they all have oral herpes?
Yes.
And so everyone has oral herpes.
80%, yeah.
All right, so then just go bury yourself in an infected oral pie and just, because you already have it.
There's different viruses, but for the most part, you already have it. That's why people aren't being transmitted all over the place. They already have it.
This guy.
That's why he's not going to catch it,
His buddy had an outbreak, and I bet you his buddy will have another outbreak in 8 months.
Well, here's the thing about the frequency of outbreaks. As time passes since your initial infection, the frequency goes down to years. And that's why kids get them very frequently, because they get exposed when they're young. And as they grow into adulthood, they stop having them.
All right. And then they share a pipe and they get it. They get it going again.
Not usually.
Please. Tyler?
Yeah.
All right. You don't have it. You're fine.
All right.
All right. And stop smoking so much weed.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I got no plan for it.
Tyler, here's what's going to happen. The weed is not going to have the same effect as time goes along, and you're going to start smoking a lot more to try to get it back, and then you're going to need help because you will slide into a pretty heavy depression at that point. Don't switch to other drugs. Get some help at that point.
Okay.
All right. Good times. Let's speak to a chlamydia question. It's been a while. Jessica?
Hello.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, basically, I was wondering, if I haven't had a period for about 6 to 8 months, could that be a serious situation? I've had chlamydia in the past, and then I got it again. It relapsed somehow. And then I went on to birth control to try to get my period back, and it came back, but I had very, very bad effects from the birth control.
What happened?
I started, like, freaking out. I felt, like, depressed all the time, and then it was just, like, up and down, up and down. My face was perfect, and then I broke out, like, horribly.
Mm-hmm.
I gained so much weight, and it just, like, it tore just me apart totally.
Hmm. Well, that's
not
good.
So I had to get off of it, and I haven't been able to, for the past 4 or 5 months, gotten a period yet.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh about 110.
Hmm. Do you have an eating disorder?
No.
Are you underweight?
No. I'm 5'7", I'm 20, and...
5'7", 110 is tiny.
Yeah.
I am tiny, but I've always had a tiny frame.
Well, one of the things about having an eating disorder is being in denial about it. And if you're underweight, that may be the reason you're not having your period. Being overweight can cause a delay in the cycling and sort of a static estrogen level that never allows cycling. And being underweight can shut you down as well.
I've always been small, though.
Being overly athletic can shut you down.
Mm.
But there are many, many other reasons, and you need a workup for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go get a workup.
But it sounds like, I mean, 110, 5'7", I think of would be a weight issue.
I weigh more than that, and I'm much shorter.
Right, but, like, I'm
5'2", 115, Sadie, and she looks normal, completely put together. So yeah, 5'7".
Easy, Tiger.
Well, I've been like,
to get that blue flu around your junk.
I'm eating.
All right, listen, you got fast metabolism. Go get a workup.
Yeah, absolutely. Could be thyroid problem. Maybe that's why your weight's down. Could be a lot of different things. Could be ovarian cyst, usually not underweight, but sometimes polycystic ovarian disease. There's a lot of different reasons women can get this problem. It's something called a hypothalamic pituitary axis dysfunction, where you just aren't cycling.
Mm-hmm.
And that can have a multiplicity of causes.
Saw Entertainment Tonight. I think it was like Ashley Olsen out on it's Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Normally, you know, the Access Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight, Insider, normally I don't actually vomit when I watch a show, but I feel myself bringing up bile,
and I
have to just, I can walk over to the sink and spit it out, or sometimes just swallow it. But during Fashion Week, forget about it.
You've just straight out vomit.
just savage gay guys running around, chicks, you know, strung out on heroin, everyone just a huge charm bracelet of ass kissing, just a giant circle of everyone just kissing everyone's ass, and it's just a disaster. But
saw Ashley?
Ashley Olsen was like attending. All the big celebrities got to go out to Fashion Week in New York. I don't know what goes on, but the point is she looked emaciated.
You mean Mary Kate?
Was that Mary Kate? I don't know.
Ashley, they are
whatever
so
they are.
Tiny. They're so
tiny. But this one was drawn and sunken, and whatever the problem was, it ain't gone. I mean, sunken eyes, dark circles.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Crazy spindly. looking. Mm-hmm. I mean, something's going on. And, you know, well, what is what causes the eating disorder? Well, controlling parents. Yeah?
Yeah, it's one of them. Yeah. Trauma, another.
Trauma,
addiction,
controlling.
Another.
I mean, whatever. You get showbiz parents. It's usually... And you got to have show business parents. You're going to be in show biz your entire life.
They are the nicest girls you ever want to meet. They really are.
It's almost
savage the way they go after them.
Yeah, but let me say this. They didn't go after them. I just saw them, and it was very easy to tell, before when there was a problem. But here's the thing, Drew. You perpetuate this whole thing by someone has an eating disorder, and you go, they're so nice. They're so nice. You're shaming them.
No.
It's not...
No,
it's like if someone had cancer, you wouldn't go, oh, but they're nice. They're nice.
No, it's similar to what you were saying earlier this evening about just
it's
because somebody's dysfunctional, you don't leave them, you don't reject them, you don't attack them because they have a problem.
You just focus on them being nice instead of if it was any other problem, you would focus on the problem.
But it feels to me, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that we still have sort of a primitive man mentality when it comes to people with illness. They become like, oh, they must be evil, there must be something wrong with them, let's all stare and shun.
We have a primitive man approach to problems that are brought on to yourself. We don't have that toward cancer.
Right.
We did have it toward AIDS.
Right.
Because there's the packing of the fudge. Let's not discount that.
There is that. Yes.
Yeah, there is that. We shouldn't judge, but we can't judge, but sometimes weaker people do.
They just join the union.
We do it with people that are morbidly obese. Mm-hmm. We do it with people that are morbidly underweight.
Well, I just think we do it with mental health. I think they become the new freak show of our society.
Yes, because we say, look, if you would just eat something, or look, if you would just quit eating, if you had the strength, mm-hmm. if you had the fortitude, we would leave you alone. Whereas somebody who's, you know, has a hair lip or cleft palate or born with 3 ears, we don't mess with them too much, at least not when they're in the room. There'll be some 3-year jokes as they leave. But the point is, we won't monkey with those people too much because that's a sort of God did that to you,
right,
as opposed to you doing it to you. We look at you. We look at it as you doing
free
it to
will.
You.
Free will. It's free.
Yeah. But I think the other thing we respond to in the case of celebrities is denial. The media denies it. They deny it. Everyone denies it.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, she's exhausted. Oh, she needs to relax. She needs to. And it turns out.
That's inexcusable, I think, when they do that.
Well, it happens every time. Yeah. And then what happens is people start poking around. They get some answers. And then they go on the attack and they start going, it's not exhaustion. She has bulimia. Yeah. And that's when it starts. And then everyone says, well, why is everyone pointing the finger? Well, you weren't forthright.
Yeah, yeah.
You come out and say whatever it is, people tend to leave you alone a little more.
That's true.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. And Drew, so you shouldn't be saying, oh, they're nice.
I I'm just feeling the attacking part and not linking at the history.
All right. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We have some penis questions from Kyle and Oprah when we come back. Let's see. Kyle?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You have penis-related questions?
Yeah, that's right.
19?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's one of them?
Well, okay, I talked to the screener, and he told me only to ask the second one. So, what is...
Well, just for that, ask the first one.
Now I'm hanging up on him.
Yeah.
I'm putting him on hold.
Okay.
It's just sort of retarded, semi... And it's sort of angry, it's sort of antisocial, that part where you got to go, screener told me to do it, but I never... How about you just ask the goddamn second one if that's what the screener told you to do? I have to hear the part where the screener... And then it seems like we're steering the show. Yeah. Just ask the second one. Or
ask the first one. Yeah, go ahead.
Or ask anyone. Which, yeah. Just ask it.
I don't know what the first one was.
Oh, yeah. Who cares? Let's take a break. Kyle's over there in Oakland. Sadie Allison here tonight. Penis expert. Oh, yeah. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sadie Allison in here tonight. She's a penis expert and a vagina expert. Let's be fair to the ladies. She's got a little book out called Tickle His Pickle. And she's got herself a website. Pow!
TickleKitty.com.
And you can get everything over there. You got your lotions. You got your nut sack lassos. You got everything.
The Tickle His Pickle Pleasure Kit, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I've been telling everybody, instead of giving chocolate and flowers, give the gift of pleasure and try some new things in the bedroom.
Does anyone ever even give chocolate anymore? I just think that's some sort of carryover from, 1954. Like,
or from 1890, really.
Well, I mean, like, maybe Ricky Ricardo got Lucille Ball that in an episode, but not since then.
Why replaced by flowers?
I don't know. The chocolate's going to be gone in a day, but at least it went in you.
You experienced something, yeah.
This ends up in the garbage.
Yeah.
It's really, flowers are sort of chocolate that you have to throw away in a couple of days. Like, here's the thing. I got some chocolate. Take the lid off. Display it nicely on the living room table. You just look at it, smell it, touch it if you like.
I don't like getting chocolate.
3 days, we'll chuck it.
You do like it or don't like it?
No, I don't.
How come?
Because I think there's much more original gifts you can get for someone if you put some thought into it.
I swear.
I look at it like it's the backup thing.
I swear I don't know anybody who's ever gotten anyone chocolate.
It almost sounds quaint, though.
It does sound quaint, and maybe it's something that goes on in the middle of the country, or maybe it's just one of these sort of, not quite a wives' tale, but almost one of these things that just got lumped in on Valentine's Day. I don't know that...
That it ever happened.
Well, have you ever bought, the last 20 years, you bought anyone chocolate for Valentine's
Day? Kids do it.
Kids buy their mom some chocolate.
Or kids buy each other chocolate and they give them little cards.
They give a little Hershey's kiss and whatever.
Yeah, or a little chocolate hearts and things.
All right. You know what are horrible? The little hearts with the little sayings on it that just taste like dried toothpaste.
Yeah,
like,
they used to be good when we were in high school.
No, they used to be good. It was nice if you liked somebody and they gave you that Be My Valentine's thing. But other than that, it's like somebody just took Crest and stuffed it in a mold shaped like a heart and it dried out in the sun. Horrible, chalky. Weird pink colors.
You can't
read
the ton of either.
Try to look at it, and then you get tired of it, and you eat it, and it tastes like hell.
Yeah, it's 2005. Really? You can't improve on that a little bit?
They're still around. But believe it or not, when I used to eat those, I could find the difference between the fresh packs, where you can actually chew them, and they're slightly chewy, and then they fall apart, versus the ones that are too hard, and all you can do is suck
crystallized,
on
yeah.
Well, the good ones taste like someone took chalk, took eraser dust, mixed it with toothpaste, and the bad ones are just pure eraser dust.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a question from the lovely Kyle, who's 19.
You're going to take Kyle now? He's the one. All right.
I've turned the corner with Kyle. Go ahead, Kyle.
All right. Adam, I apologize for when we talked earlier.
That's all right.
Takes
a big, big man to apologize to a big, big man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, brother.
I was wondering, what is the average penis length?
5.5 inches, roughly. Mm.
5.5.
Depending on what ethnicities you include.
Drew, please. Slippery slope.
There's no difference. It's profiling. It's penis profiling.
No difference.
How dare you?
No difference. Hey, Sadie, what have you learned? What do you got?
What Drew said, but I've also learned that there is a difference between ethnicities, mainly between black women and white.
There's no difference.
Adam, did you hear this? I'm offended.
There's no difference in any group or ethnicity.
Amongst anything, about any factor, ever, anything, ever.
Ever.
It doesn't happen.
Never.
How dare you? It's a profiling otherwise.
I'll tell you why. Because if you start going down that road, then you start going down the judgment
highway. It's a slippery slope, Adam.
Slippery slope. Start judging.
You start thinking that black guys have larger phalluses.
Can't do it.
Then you're going to start thinking that
unfair. Asians are worse drivers.
Syrians drive planes into buildings.
Yeah, I live in San Francisco.
No.
I have to say.
How dare you? No. Never. Never. Go ahead, Kyle.
So, yes, we agree with you.
Well, listen, here's the thing with the brother man. Folks in warmer climates, stands to reason they have just longer appendages.
Yes.
Right? They have longer arms or necks or longer. Everything's longer.
You dissipate heat better the more your surface area to volume. And the longer you are, the better that ratio. You notice how you get towards Alaska and people start looking like spheres.
Right.
That's optimizing in the other direction. That's retaining heat because the surface area is less relative to volume.
Hmm.
Right. So, you have 200 guys that both weigh 200 pounds. One of them grows up in Sahara, Africa, and that guy's going to be 6'6", and he's gonna look like an NBA player because parts, fingers, penises, everything. Sack dragging on the ground.
Everything.
Anything to dissipate heat. You have a 200-pound guy grows up in Antarctica.
Bowling ball.
He's going to be 5'1", It's going to be some of those cheeks size of
a plenty.
A plenty.
Wow, that is really interesting.
And it's going to keep his heat in, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But don't expect much downstairs either.
That's got to be inside too.
All right.
That's why you dissipate heat.
That's right.
What do you think? What do you think the cremasteric response all about?
Yeah, sack going right up into that igloo. All right. So there you go. There you go. Kyle?
Yeah.
Any other dork-related questions?
You know, that's it. Thanks.
Oh, genius. Right. Kyle, right. Well done.
Yeah. That seems like they haven't done one of those studies in a little while with the penis length.
I haven't seen one published in a little while. I'm sure they're out there once in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one either.
Because you know why? Because it might be a slippery slope to send people down, and they wouldn't want to do that.
No, you cannot judge.
You might urge profiling.
You can't judge.
You cannot.
No, it's impossible to judge. No. No, like I said, profiling is a bad, bad, bad thing. And, you know, here's what I hope. Hmm. I hope that these ACLU homos, I hope their kids get abducted. And then the FBI guy comes by and says, well, there'll be no profiling. We're just going after everyone. We're going after older Asian women. We're going after gay guys and straight guys. We're going after the Arab guys.
We're starting in the nursing homes.
We're starting in the nursing homes. We're going to work our way
to the kindergartens.
To kindergartens. Now we'll not. We can't. We can't.
It's impossible.
Now you.
In fact, can we even limit it to human beings? Because that's sort of profiling.
Now we're going outside the species. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. That's what I hope. That'd be very. Now you learn a very valuable lesson on profiling. Now, don't you, you idiots? How dare you? Oh, I would love that. I would love that. Now we don't know where to start. We don't know where to look.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Kelly.
Yes.
27.
Yeah.
What's up? What are you so angry about? What do we do? Bother you? What are you doing? All right. Well, then why don't you wipe that smirk off your puss?
Okay.
Pretend like you're glad to be here.
I am.
All right, here we go.
All right. That's what's wrong with everyone. Maybe I'm angry tonight.
Yeah.
But no, but it's like, Kelly, yeah, you're 27, you're on the air. All right. You sound angered. It's like
she
disturbed.
Did a little bit.
Yeah,
what's that character from Old Lady from Mad
TV? Drop your attitude, sweetie P.
Sorry, I'm driving. That's probably why.
All right, what's going on?
Well, I have a hemorrhoid-related question.
Mm-hmm.
I had them and I didn't even know it. I went to a pap smear and the lady told me, oh, yeah, it looks like you have a hemorrhoid here. So I was really amazed. I didn't even know what it was or anything. So then.
Do you have a large, this is going to be an out of left field question, but you may or may not know what I'm talking about. Do you have a large torula in your mouth?
A large bump
on the roof of your mouth?
On the roof of my mouth?
Yeah.
Hold on. She doesn't know what a hemorrhoid is.
I know.
She knows what a torula is.
I just thought I'd ask. She's talking like
she's 27, by the way. I know what I... You said I had a hemorrhoid. I didn't know what one was. Really? Not aware of what one was?
27.
Hey, that's a good life, by the way.
Yeah, why
you
not?
Make it to 27, never heard of a hemorrhoid.
I think she may have meant she didn't know she had them until now.
Well, there was that, too, yeah. All right, so Kelly...
It was both, yes.
So you don't have a big lump in the big bump in the roof of your mouth, the hard palate?
No.
Okay, you talk like you have one.
Okay.
All right.
That's a compliment.
Well, you're talking like somebody has a structural problem in your mouth. Okay, go ahead.
It's like when my dentist asked me if I chewed tobacco. Thanks, buddy. I like the follow-up, too. I like when a guy, no, I don't. Really? No tobacco? Yeah, I dip. I dip every day. What, you know that retarded follow-up? I chew a ton of tobacco. I forgot all about it.
You got to remember, he's used to talking to people like our callers.
Yeah,
you
maybe
know
that's
saying?
True.
He's not cutting you slack because you're his Corolla. You're just a guy sitting in the chair.
I'm just a guy sitting there saying, no, I don't chew tobacco.
Right. I'm just saying, look, you know what it is? It's a guy saying no to an authority figure's questioning.
I know.
And he gets used to asking that question five times.
I know, but he asked me yes or no, asked me do you or don't you, and I said no.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Kelly. Go ahead.
That's okay. It was a few years ago that happened. And then since then I've had a baby boy. He's now two. Mm-hmm. And it got worse. And now...
It got bigger.
Yeah,
I have a girlfriend whose hemorrhoids got worse as she had more kids.
Well, pretty much everybody has hemorrhoids, right? When you have babies. That's a common thing.
So my question was, do you think men are like totally turned off? They're going to be like, whoa, what's that?
I'm not sure that they should even spot it under normal conditions.
She said she's got it pretty bad though. So if you're
so you have intimate. The whole you have the flower there, right? You have the flower looking apparatus coming out of your ani.
It's not. It's probably like the size of a large like kidney bean or something like that.
So you have like a thumb sticking out of your anus.
I guess so.
Yeah, so you have a single hemorrhoid, not a whole bunch of them.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And
I don't
think
guys are going
to... Can they repair that? They may try to F it.
No. They may try to pop it with his penis.
This? Is this one of these he-she dudes? What the... All right, I'm going down on it.
No, that actually sounds like minimal hemorrhoids, frankly, Kelly. People that really have it have a whole, like... apparatus.
Now, what do you do?
What do you do
with this? Do you
nothing? You keep hemorrhoid cream on it when it flares. You hot baths.
You don't try to get it back up there.
Yeah, you can push it up if it's uncomfortable, but you don't want to operate.
No,
that operation is miserable, and they come back anyway.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Do you have a boyfriend or a husband? Where's the father of the child?
Well, I did, but we recently split up back in September.
Well, kid made it to a year and a half. It's a pretty good run.
Guys are not. It's not going to break their stride very much. I don't think, Kelly.
Try to stay in flattering positions.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. And listen, you.
That's a strategy for life, by the way.
When you're giving them oral, they're not going to see anything but the top of your head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A little incentive. Well,
should get a copy of Tickle His Pickle and learn 50 new techniques.
50?
Yeah, 50 with 100 drawings to guide you through.
Really?
And this is the one I was going to show you on shaving.
Who drew those, by the way?
Steve Lee in San Francisco.
Wow, he's quite gifted.
He's great. He did the illustrations for all three of my books.
Yeah.
A really good team.
He also did Hop on Pop.
Redfish, bluefish.
Boy, he draws a lovely penis.
Yes.
It's pretty funny when we go through the creative process. We've gotten better at it. Now we take digital pictures.
Oh, you do?
Of penises.
Well, dildos in my hand, my mouth. So, and then he would look at the camera and just sketch them out. And then my creative director, when there's pictures of a guy and a girl in here, I was actually the model.
Now we gotta look at this.
All right. Now, let me get something straight. I saw that the NAD shaving section. It actually looks like somebody just takes a razor and shaves your ball sack, right?
Yeah.
You got to draw that, though? You can't just say take a razor and shave your ball sack?
No, because a lot of people don't know exactly how to do things, and that's why this book is so detailed.
But
how do you shave your balls?
You're just going to stab yourself with the wrong side of the razor or something?
There's a technique to doing it right
so
that you don't hurt yourself.
Get back to the ball sack.
You left the seminal vesicles where the semen is actually stored off of your
All right, Drew.
Yeah,
please, don't critique. Go back to the... Well, I'm critiquing. Go back to the ball shaving drawing.
All right, here we go.
It's a guy holding a bic under a sack.
Yeah. Is it Mach 3?
Yeah. Oh, there
it is. Either stretch the skin down because the scrotum... The skin is so loose and stretchy. Oh. How do you get a clean shave?
Oh, Adam, you'd have to set up a teepee or something.
This guy's got a boner. Do you need to have a boner to shave your balls?
No.
I don't know if I could maintain an erection if I was shaving my balls. And where's the shave cream? Do you put shave cream on there?
You can use cream. You can use soap.
Mm.
There's shaving creams for men.
Down there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's one on my website. It's called Sensashave.
It's better than just an edge?
It's your preference. Like, for myself, I just use soap. I don't like shaving cream.
Specially formulated for the sack?
Uh-huh. For the men's area. Yeah, check it out, ticklekitty.com.
All right. I'm just going to use some edge, thank you.
Hey, as long as you're doing something.
All right, and do you shave? I mean, is there a razor you can use where you leave a little on there? You know what I mean?
You
like, you don't want to get all the way down, do you?
Yeah.
You do?
You don't want pricklies.
I know,
either shave or you don't, because then if you leave it halfway, it pokes.
You're going to have pricklies, 4 days, aren't you? I mean, if you shave your sack.
Yeah, and then you tidy it up again.
Shave every day.
Listen, I can barely shave.
Do you shave every day?
No.
True?
Well, here, my face. Yeah, not my testes.
No?
Come on,
no.
Drew.
Do you groom yourself?
Yes.
You do?
I'm looking at Laura doing jumping jacks over there.
You do a little
I'm just
sack?
Just saying yes.
You put a little
I'm
sack
trying to find
down?
Out
no,
if you
no.
trim your hair.
No sack.
No. No, but Drew's like one of those dogs bred for people with allergies. He doesn't
or
have
cat,
any hair on
the,
him.
The cat and, that Captain Evil had.
You can go with dog.
The dog, okay.
Yeah. Or cat.
I encourage all guys to at least trim. Because right. what the hair does is it retains your sweat and your odors.
Yeah,
and,
I know, you know. But what about you chicks?
Hey, us too. It's a two-way street.
No,
for
no,
sure.
But aren't you guys hardcore? I mean, what about pheromones? What about our essence, man?
We still got that. That's still around.
You don't need that?
Not from your pubic hair.
I'll tell you, I had a revealing yet embarrassing conversation with some coworkers yesterday about junk versus the trunk. And
what?
Well, I told them my sack can work it up better than the back end. You know what I'm saying?
Sweat or funk?
I can get more funk going front side than back side. No, I mean, of course, yeah, if you buried your face in my ass, you'd get something. But, I mean, in terms of range, I got more range in the front side.
Yeah, I think there's more moisture. Places for bacteria to grow.
Yeah, you go to the gym, you put those cycling shorts on and hit the treadmill for 20 minutes.
But the bacteria grow in creases and things, and you got lots of creases in the test. You got the Sherwood Forest in the back there.
Yeah, it's tough. All right. I got to groom. I got to start grooming.
Okay.
All right. Take a little break.
Right. I think your kids have to be shearing.
I'm going to start shearing and then grooming.
Yeah.
I don't got to shave. And then you got to shave your sack every three days?
You don't have to shave at all. You can just trim your hair and just keep it tidy if you want.
Trimming's tough down there, though.
It might slip.
Yeah.
Could be an earthquake.
You don't know. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Sadie Allison in here tonight.
She's good radio.
She does a wave. Yeah.
See what she did?
Drew, you must have schooled her.
I was just coaching her in the break.
She got the Tickle's Pickle book out there. We'll take a question for her regarding the aforementioned shaving. Sunny.
Yes.
19, what's up?
Well, I like shaving, like, all the way, but I can't do it every day, and I don't like the little pricklies.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do it, and, like, my pores will start to bleed,
mm-hmm.
and it's very unpleasant, and I was just wondering, like, if there's something else that Sadie might suggest that would be better.
Yeah, first, I would try different products, whatever you're using to shave, if it's soap or creams. Start trying some different ones, and also what I find is if you're having a lot of intercourse after you shave, that's when you get more bumps because there's all that friction going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you kind of change...
Not with the Ace Man. I don't hit the sides. I go right through nothing but net.
So I find changing the position to maybe
swish.
Doggy style, or if you're on top, then there's less friction on your pubic area so that your little bumps can heal before you shave next.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting
not
a lot
actually getting any bumps.
What are you getting?
My pores are literally, they start to bleed.
You're shaving too close.
Yeah, try a different razor.
Sonny, hey, how about you leave your crotch alone for, let's say, five, 10 minutes. Can you do that?
Oh.
And by the way, that that completely bald, just sort of little girl hump down there, sort of creepy for sane guys.
Yeah.
A handful of guys, it turns them on.
Yeah.
But for most guys, you must
they
just
like
play the odds.
Like a little landing strip or something.
Like a little something down there. But the sort of... Shaved, this is the, this 11-year-old girl is creepy. Well, would you agree with that, Drew?
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a little, I mean, it's one of those things where it's sort of after our time. They didn't really do that when we were, like, in high school and stuff. And maybe we're just dating ourselves. But the full bald beef down there is weird.
But were you ever down there with an 11-year-old girl when you were 11?
Mainly just 69-ing. I mean, no.
But how would you even have a recollection? Because there is no.
Anderson, what are you getting at?
That it's it's new. Like,
no,
you don't have anything to compare it to other than like what you might imagine it would be like.
No, if you had a sister or something, and it was
you see your sister naked.
I've seen Drew's sister naked
when you were a little kid or something.
I mean, No, look. Here's the reality. If you've seen, let's see. I'm trying to think of a. What is that record? What is that record cover? Canned Heat or 10 Years After? Or what's the one with the naked chick on it that looks like Robert Plant? I'll work it out.
Yeah.
Drew will never
blind
come up
faith.
With anything. I think it is Blind Faith. The point is look, you don't have to be a pedophile to have seen people, women or boys, depictions or pictures of them in the nude, even if it's just drawings, children. In various stages of life. Yeah. That's just the way it is. You don't really get through your life without seeing a picture or two. It's right. A kid running on the beach at a nudist camp or something.
Mm-hmm. And I think, by the way, you know, people in their psychological development make a lot of those impulses and sort of feelings that young kids have about having or not having penises. But most of that is in response to seeing their peers. Yeah. Who else are they seeing?
Nathan?
Yeah. How's it going?
22?
Yeah. My big question is probably for Dr. Drew. I've been having sex for quite a while, but for the last few girls I've been with, I haven't been able to orgasm at all. And
orgasm
pretty good on my own.
You can't with orgasm? With intercourse?
Yeah.
How about with oral sex?
Nope. Not that either.
And so you have to sort of manually stimulate yourself?
Yeah, usually that's what goes on with myself.
Hmm. Well, how do you do when you're alone? Does that work okay?
Yeah, I do pretty good. I think I'm gonna follow yours, Adam.
Mm-hmm. So you're daily at yourself, once a day?
Yeah, definitely.
How long does it take you when you're alone?
I can kind of go at my own pace. Like, it doesn't really matter. I could probably 5 to 15 minutes.
What's your best?
My best, shortest amount?
Yeah.
Probably like 2 minutes.
Okay, so you can do it 2 minutes by yourself.
Yeah, easy.
And yeah, you can't.
You're getting too used to yourself. You know, a woman is sort of bizarre and unusual,
as you often
and
say.
Confuses
it's,
your
it's,
penis.
It's good, but it's not the real thing.
A woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What I have found works with that, if a guy's masturbating that frequently, you can squeeze a lot harder than a vagina can feel, and you can go a lot faster than you can when you're having sex. So you're probably conditioning your body to respond to you more than you're used to vagina now. So you might want to lay off masturbating, see if that helps.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Guys go at it in one position, and it's not the position. It's not them
on top.
That's
the other thing. Yeah,
you know, if you think about it, they're just lying on their back, or they're beating off in the shower, and all of a sudden they're on top of a woman, and they're in sort of a push-up
energy,
position, and that's not the position they're used to going in. Nathan.
Yeah.
You're going to have to... what position you beat off in?
Usually I'm standing.
Mm-hmm. All right, but you're never standing with a woman.
No, I mean, the thing is, like, when I'm with somebody, I just started dating somebody, and I'm not beating off when she's around, you know? Like, I'm
here...
What the hell's he talking about?
I don't know. Here's the thing. You need to beat off in a few different positions.
Okay.
If you could work that out, now here's the thing.
Increase your range.
Yeah. You're doing
slow it down.
You're doing the shower thing right now. If you do lie on your back thing, if you can do the sitting on the pot thing, if you can do the standing over the sink thing, if you can do the stepmom's jewelry box thing. Oh my God. I've spoken too much. If you can show me a guy who can handle himself behind the wheel, in the shower, on the pot, in the bed, I'll show you a guy who's going to be able to achieve something with a lady. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
I really do think that shower is deadly. I don't know what this FBI crime statistics are and guys buying it in the shower each year, but, you know, you lose your, you know, you get the calf cramp, the leg locks up.
Oh, you're going over.
Next thing you know, impaled on the soap dish, that thing sticking out of the thing.
Right in the chest wall.
By the way, as far as the shower goes, could the tub be made any slicker? Could the thing sticking out of the wall be any sharper?
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like
the handle has four sharp prongs on it, unlike most of us.
It's like a spear gun.
Yeah, you can get hit with the part that's sticking out, and then the soap dish is this thing that's embedded in the wall. It's got another sharp handle on it. It's like the whole thing is sort of meant to kill old people.
Right. And then
it's a killing chamber for old people.
And then there's a nice
people.
Ledge in the back, so if you go backwards, your head can smack right against that.
Yeah.
You won't be sure not to slide without hitting.
Right. And in the shower, and here's the thing, the tub will be sloped at a weird angle. Each edge will be curved like a cyclorama, and we'll be spraying a cascade of water on it while you just stand there. Eventually you whack your head on something.
Go.
All right.
Wow, you guys are deep.
It's tough.
I'm still looking for masturbation diary subjects. Keep calling, and we got to go to break.
We'll be back after this. Well, that's it, everybody. I want to thank Sadie Allison for coming in here tonight. She's going to give her web address out, that is, as soon as I give a quick plug to her Tickle His Pickle book. Fantastic. I read it. I loved it. Go ahead, Sadie.
Thank you. Tickle His Pickle, Your Hands-On Guide to Penis Pleasing, is available at TickleKitty.com, as well as all the products you heard us talking about tonight, the Blue Betty, the Slippery Kitty Lube, the Pleasure Kits. There's all kinds of great stuff. And I even have free sex tips for everybody that's free. Just go to the homepage to TickleKitty.com and download it and have a great Valentine's Day.
Drew's angry because I didn't read Cracked, but I read Tickle His Pickle 11 times now.
That's insulting and disturbing.
Well, it was an easy read. Well, take yourselves a quick break, and until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Drew, you can come in here with me.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, the sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.